Hello, everybody. I'm here a little earlier in the day today, and I'm not outside this time. Wow, you thought I lived outside, probably, in a tent under a barn, out in the open. Who knows? I'm always outside, but now I'm not outside, so there's no strange outdoor noises like birds and rain and a dog eating. No, I'm inside in the middle of the day. It's actually 4 o'clock right now. So I thought I would record earlier since I just had some free time and had some stuff to talk about. And maybe I'll record a little later too if you want to hear that. Of course, if you're listening to this later, it's probably going to just be all in, you know, one episode. So you won't care or even know what time I've recorded this, and it'll just seem like whatever time you're listening to it. So I was thinking about Anchor, kind of like how I think about a lot of things. You know, I think about sometimes YouTube and Twitter and Instagram. All of my thoughts have to do with the social media platform. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I should probably not have admitted that. So anyway, I was thinking about Anchor and this, and I was thinking, you know, to make an optimal Anchor broadcast, what are, like, the requirements? Not requirements, but, like, the suggested things, you know? Like, for a YouTube video, it's the algorithm and the viewers are now favoring, like, I mean, it sort of varies, of course, but there's live-action content that makes it really well. Titles that pull people in and thumbnails, and, a lot of personality content nowadays, but of course there's also challenges, but that's in contrast, you know, that's what we always see, but that's in contrast to, like, animated stories, or let's say, like, short films and stuff. Those don't make it well on YouTube, or even just, like, one joke, you know, minute long one joke video. Those don't make it there either. So what on Anchor is, like, the optimal broadcast? Is it a short broadcast that's, like, maybe 10 minutes long where somebody talks and then they maybe answer a question or two, play an interlude, you know, and then just talk again and conclude, just sort of, like, one topic, just gonna talk about it, maybe get some feedback, talk about it again, close it up, like a 5-paragraph essay, almost, except, you know, not because it's a broadcast. Or does Anchor favor longer broadcasts, like maybe 30 minutes, with a lot more segments, more call-ins, more talking? I mean, obviously, small creators on this app cannot have more call-ins because they might not have the listeners enough to have call-ins. But until they get those call-ins, until they get those listeners, you know, what is the supposed to be doing to get the listeners? I know, obviously, sharing on other platforms. I just feel like there should be more of a way on Anchor for there to be, like, sharing within the app. For people who aren't, like, YouTubers or picking an educational topic or talking about marijuana or, you know, whatever's popular on here. You know, the categories under the little hourglass or whatever icon down there. Like, personalities. I'm not saying that I just like personality channels entirely. I like to learn stuff. But I do like personality channels, like, on YouTube, and here, I guess, on Anchor, it's kind of like an audio vlog. Which, it wouldn't be a vlog, it would just be an audio log. Anyway. Like, you get to hang out with this person and talk to them, and they can talk to you, and they can tell you about things, and you can listen and learn and sort of have a nice conversation. That's what I like about this, is you can have a conversation with the person. But with, you know, like, whenever you're small, I suppose, there's no way of, like, getting yourself found on Anchor unless you have a specific topic that fits into one of, like, the five or six categories they have on the page. Anyway, all that to say, I was just pondering how Anchor works and what the optimal broadcast is. you know, I don't know, maybe you, if you're listening, have heard about, I have heard more anchor stations than I have. I've only listened to maybe 5 or 6, you know, 2 or 3 regularly. But, you know, what do you think? Do you think that longer broadcasts are, you know, more optimal? Or do you like shorter broadcasts? Personally, and, you know, what do you think personally? And what do you think the app favors? Just thought I'd share those thoughts. And, yeah, call in if you want. Also, 5-minute segments, are those too long? If you think they're too long, you should let me know. I kind of tend to ramble until I realize that the time is sort of running out on Anchor. And, you know, maybe I should make shorter segments and divide my thoughts up a little better. So that way you can maybe skip through it if you're tired of it. And without, you know, missing too much, I guess. Who knows? Tell me what you think. I guess I keep saying that, don't I? Yep, I really do. I really, really say that all the time.
Hello. In one of your previous broadcasts, you said you did not watch terrible films. However, you did watch the Lego Jackstone animation from the early 2000s, and that is most definitely a terrible film. What do you have to say for yourself?
And help him do it. When in doubt, just shout. Can do.
Will do.
Done.
How did you know that I watched that? That is an excellent question. Why are you stalking me? That's what I want to know. Why are you stalking me? I mean, maybe I mentioned it on Twitter, like, I don't know, years ago. And by that, I mean probably, like, I don't know, 5 months ago or something. Who knows? But seriously, you're not supposed to be stalking me. And who are you to say that it's a bad movie? I mean, okay, yeah, it is actually, it's a really bad movie, you should not watch it. Actually, go watch it on, just go to YouTube and search Jack Stone. It's only 20 minutes and 26 seconds long, and it's really a good movie, yes, that's totally what it is. But to get back to your question, well, I mean, I don't have any justification for it. It was funny. That's my answer. Can do, will do, done. Well, now I am outside, sitting here feeding a dog in the air of the outdoorsville. And there's a lot of cricket noises. You might hear them, you might not. I don't know how sensitive this microphone is, but what the point is that it is later than it was earlier when I was inside and recording. So I sort of came up with a topic I'm going to talk about. Since there were no call-ins, I'm going to just talk again. And yeah, it's coming right now. Being a creator is an interesting thing. You create content and you consume content. Everybody consumes content of some sort. Books, movies, TV, YouTube, internet, Anchor, you know, audio, radio, whatever. Everybody consumes something. Even real life is a type of consumption of some sort of media. It's not like a traditional media or a multimedia. It's, well, actually it is a multimedia. It is, well, it's life. You're taking in something, and you might be observing, talking, you know, you're consuming, but you're also in life creating, and, with, you know, everything you do. But some people create more than others, and some people are more artistic and make art and all kinds of, you know, creative things like radio or YouTube videos or movies or whatnot. And those we call creators, and I consider myself to be a creator. I've, you know, never stopped creating, pretty much. I used to make little books and then little movies, and, you know, I still make animations on my YouTube channel and for work. And so, I consider myself a creator. Even now, I'm creating by doing this on Anchor. Not everybody makes a YouTube channel, or not everybody makes, you know, an Anchor show. There are just, you know, creative types. And as a creative type, you consume stuff by other creators. Like, YouTube channels, you know, you watch them, you might admire them, you might feel like you're, you know, in their league, I suppose. Or maybe you feel like those are, like, really cool creators and you aspire to be like them. The thing is, whenever you're creating, or whenever you're consuming creative content and you start thinking, you know, I could do this. I could maybe make this, but then you're like, no, I don't want to copy these people because obviously they're huge inspirations because they're my favorite creators. That's why I watch them all the time. And so you try to come up with new things and new ideas, and it's really hard. And so you're like, well, maybe I'll just not. You sort of get discouraged after a while when creating, or at least trying, attempting to create, or maybe just planning to create. And as so, you might, you know, just get sucked into a consuming lifestyle where you just consume and stop creating. I just sort of find myself doing that here and there. You know, I'm like, well, I don't feel like creating now, so I'm gonna watch some videos on the internet or something. And then hours later, you're like, you know, I could have used this time way better. But unfortunately, you didn't. I didn't. You didn't. Whoever didn't. And even though I do create things, I don't create things as often as I can or should. Now, that doesn't make me not a creator. That doesn't turn me into just a consumer if I don't create as often as I could. In fact, it's good to consume, you know, within moderation, so that you can discover what you like the best and sort of learn, you know, your favorite things. It actually helps when you're creating because then you know, you know, you sort of honed in on your likings, and then whenever you want to create something, you can effectively create the things that you find to be funny because you sort of identified them as, you know, for example, funny or whatever you're creating. But you sort of identified the humor or the style or, you know, the what your goal is, what you like. You've identified it as, but only if you consume sort of with a critical mind, I suppose, can you identify this. So that's a good thing to take into heart, is to be creating with a, you know, a mind that is like, no, sorry, let's start that sentence over, is to be consuming with a mind that is sort of tuned into little things that it enjoys in order to help enhance your creation experience. So whenever, you know, I do start, or you do, or whatever, start making and creating things, I'll be able to make the things that I know I like, and I won't have to sort of go in and out of different stuff. Now, I'm not saying experimenting is bad, but, you know, that's beside the point. This is ending. I got a little cut off there, the time limit. I thought I wasn't talking that long, but suddenly I realized I had been talking for 5 minutes, and so, well, that's how it goes. But the thing to keep in mind there is, just like I was saying, you know, consume what you want to, sort of what you want to create, but don't copy. Don't copy the other person, because then you're just a ripoff. Of course, you can take inspiration from the person, but, you know, that's a completely different discussion as it is. Well, that was a nice little conversation, discussion, lecture, rant thingy there. I am satisfied with that, and, you know, that wasn't even the topic I was about to talk on. I started it. You know, it was similar to what I was gonna say, but I didn't ever get to my main point. And so, since I don't want to bore you too much in one day, I will save that for another day. I'm gonna write that one down, and I another one too. I'm excited to start writing these things down so I don't forget the topics. yeah. So there's a bat flying over my head right now, so that's kind of odd. I'm gonna go inside, so I'm signing off here. Please go and call in to the station at the call-in button on the Anchor app, or write me a text call-in, so to speak, at @_RioForce on Twitter. I'm also on YouTube, and please favorite this channel, and those are all the obligatory social thingies that I'm telling you to do, because that's what you do on the internet, so I will talk to you tomorrow.